As SBA loan program rules continue to evolve, one of the most valuable tools available to 7(a) lenders is the SBA Servicing and Liquidation Actions Lender Matrix. While SOP 5010 and SOP 5057 remain the primary sources of SBA loan program requirements, the matrix provides a streamlined, easy-to-use reference that helps lenders quickly determine their authority when servicing or liquidating a 7(a) loan. Specifically, the matrix helps lenders determine whether their servicing action is permissible, and if it requires an ETRAN update, notice to, or pre-approval by the SBA. On November 1, 2025, SBA issued Matrix version 17, replacing version 16, originally issued December 1, 2024. The overall structure and substance are largely unchanged, but several updates were made to align with recent revisions to SOPs 5010 and 5057, including clearer guidance on where to submit notifications and prior approval requests, more direct cross-references to the latest SOP 5057, expanded and updated footnotes. The updated matrix clarifies the appropriate SBA center to submit notifications or requests for prior SBA approval after final disbursement of 7(a) loan proceeds. Lenders must submit actions that require notification or prior approval to the Commercial Loan Servicing Center, CLSC, for 7(a) loans classified in regular servicing status, including partially disbursed revolving lines of credit, and 7(a) Express loans, Export Express loans, and Pilot Loan Programs loans, including Community Advantage, in liquidation status. Lenders must submit actions on all other loans in liquidation status that require SBA notification and requests for prior SBA approval to the Herndon National Guarantee Purchase Center, NGPC. The matrix also adds a new action to increase SBA guarantee percentage after final disbursement, which requires prior SBA approval. Changes to EIN numbers or return to regular servicing prior to guarantee purchase are now addressed through ETRAN notification versus notifying the CLSC. The matrix provides guidance on which servicing actions fall under the CLSC versus the NGPC and the corresponding emails for such actions as follows. Commercial Loan Servicing Center. Universal Purchase Package and Questions, fsc.purchasing@sba.gov. General Liquidation Actions and Questions, fsc.purchasing@sba.gov. Questions regarding servicing, fsc.servicing@sba.gov. Charge-off/OIC submissions and questions, fsc.postservicing@sba.gov. National Guarantee Purchase Center. General Liquidation Actions and Questions, loan resolution@sba.gov. Expense Reimbursement Submissions and Questions, sbaspa@sba.gov. Wrap-up Submissions and Questions, sbacharge-off@sba.gov. General Guarantee Purchase Questions, s.b.apurchase@sba.gov. Questions regarding in-process purchases, purchasestatus@sba.gov. Secondary Market Questions, secondarymarketlick@sba.gov. The footnotes to the matrix have also been updated to reflect SOP changes. Footnote 21 has been revised to clarify that releases of limited guarantees taken to secure an owner's interest in collateral and limited guarantees when the purpose of that guarantee is to provide a guarantee as a result of a partial change of ownership, in accordance with Chapter 8, Paragraph D, of SOP 5057-4, do not require SBA prior written approval. The matrix is more than a reference document. It is a roadmap for navigating the responsibilities and requirements of 7(a) loan servicing and liquidation. Lenders who incorporate it into their daily processes not only improve efficiency, but also strengthen compliance and protect their SBA guarantee. Lenders should always ensure they are using the latest version of the matrix by checking the SBA website and cross-referencing their actions with the applicable SOPs to ensure full alignment with SBA loan program requirements. For questions regarding SBA loan servicing and liquidation, please reach out to Kim Rayer at krayer@starfieldsmith.com.